Prairie Mutual. We pay out on 9 out of 10 home insurance claims with a no-quibble approach, so you can claim with confidence. And in the event your home can't be lived in, we'll pay for alternative accommodation for you, your family, and your beloved pets. That's why we're proud to be a Which? Best Buy for Home Insurance 2024. For quality home insurance you can rely on, search NFU Mutual Home Insurance.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. The Treasury claims 4 million additional NHS tests and procedures will be carried out over the next 5 years as a result of the Chancellor's spending review yesterday. Rachel Reeves announced plans to boost health service funding by 3% each year. She's determined voters will feel the benefit of the government's choices.
We've already delivered around 3.5 million additional appointments since we came to office last July. Our waiting lists are already down by 200,000, so we are confident that we can meet our plan for change commitments.
Petrol bombs, a hatchet and masonry were among items thrown at police in Northern Ireland during a third consecutive night of disorder in Ballymena. Officers responded with water cannon, dogs and plastic baton rounds in an attempt to disperse crowds. A 16-year-old girl has been charged with assaulting an emergency worker and four people have been arrested after the disorder in Salford. About 60 people gathered using cars and wheelie bins to block a road. Police say there were reports of vehicles being damaged and burned out, cars stolen and bricks thrown at officers. Disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein's been found guilty of committing a criminal sexual act in a retrial in New York. The 73-year-old was found not guilty on another count relating to a second woman. Average house prices have surged by nearly 75% in the past 20 years. The property website Zoopla's found the cost of a typical property has risen from £114,000 to £268,000. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And we're flying high with the beautiful music this morning on Early Breakfast. I'm Lucy Coward, and let's hear something sweet now from J.S. Bach.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
All Angels performing Pia Jesu by John Brunning with the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, directed by Simon Lowell. And it was Stephen Isserlis who brought us the prelude from J.S. Bach's Cello Suite No. 1 before that. It's Thursday, June the 12th, both my older sister's birthday. Morning, Sarah. I almost never call her that, you know. choosing instead to employ a slew of nicknames depending on the circumstances. Ah, siblings. Is that the case with you and yours? Also, the birthday of Grace, she tells me. Grace is in London. Many happy returns. She's heading out for supper with friends tonight. Lovely. Enjoy. Whether it's your birthday or your unbirthday, because we all have them. You know we do, thanks to the Mad Hatter. You are so welcome to Early Breakfast on Classic FM. Come one and all, I'm Lucy Coward. And unlike the character in this next piece, I don't have favourites. You're all treasured. Just last week, the house where Jane Austen lived for the final weeks of her life opened to the public for the first time. The home in Winchester is not believed to have changed much since the 19th century. I think I've walked past a few times when I've been visiting friends in the city. And Austen often mentioned the college in her letters. Robert Ziegler was in charge of a studio orchestra as they played my father's favourite from the soundtrack to the film of Austen's novel Sense and Sensibility by Patrick Doyle on Classic FM. clarinet concerto by Reitz. From it, the second movement saw Gregor Ball conduct Sinfonia Varsovia. The soloist was Sharon Cam. Now, yesterday I mentioned a new study about the benefits of singing to babies, even if you're out of tune. Well, then I saw another study saying we should all be singing more anyway, because it's just so good for physical and brain health. But here's the crucial thing. It really doesn't matter if we're not any good. And I was reminded of a story I read about Hugh Jackman, who once said he went to an audition and it was going very well, so very well, until he absolutely bombed the last note of the song he was performing. He described it as cracking so spectacularly, I just wanted to run out. But that setback clearly didn't stop him, did it? So take that and have confidence to sing out loud and proud with the Dawn Chorus now. And as I've said many times before, don't worry about getting any words right. Just make a vaguely similar sound and you will feel better. Science says so. And if all else fails, remember, like Hugh's experience, these things are only momentary. Vouchers 8 singing our Dawn Chorus this morning on Early Breakfast on Classic FM. It was called Momentary by Olafur Arnalds, and Oliver Vass played the harp. Leopold String Trio, Paul Lewis and Graham Mitchell performing the second movement of Schubert's Trout Piano Quintet in A. I've booked a fishing trip for this summer, by the way. I've only ever been proper fishing once, didn't catch a thing. But I'm not going to give up. And it's something flowing from Mendelssohn that we'll hear next, plus why Classic FM needs to be part of your weekend plans.
Classic FM.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock clearance sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
And don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Swollen gums, bad breath, bleeding whilst brushing. All signs of potential gum disease. A major cause of tooth loss. At Darwood & Tanner, our expert periodontists can help restore your gums and save your teeth. Using a range of cutting-edge procedures, from minimally invasive to advanced corrective surgery, we ensure that you are always in the best hands. For our most comprehensive, tailored and complete gum disease treatments, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
Happy Hens lay tasty eggs for the Happy Egg Co.
Why am I leaving a gift in my will to Cancer Research UK? Through my son's and husband's cancer treatment, I've seen how far research has come. Yet I know I can do more to protect my family, my friends, but also those I'll never meet. So I'm pledging a gift in my will to play a part in beating cancer.
Gifts in Wills fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftsinwills. Together we are beating cancer.
Find the latest travel information at classicfm.com.
You're looking good, you're looking sharp, you've come so far.
Righty here, I'm just giving the Gillette Labs razor a go, and it's smooth. 5 long-lasting blades, and it's got a flex disc that adapts to my gorgeous face. Done in no time, then it goes back on its magnetic stand for a finish almost as good as one of mine.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM. Classic FM.
Ivan Fischer in charge of the Budapest Festival Orchestra as they played Dvorak's Slavonic Dance No. 4, and before that the second movement of Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor was performed by Jennifer Pike and the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra with Edward Gardner on the podium. It's Classic FM, some wonderful programmes to look forward to over the next couple of days. On Friday evening from 9, our composer in residence, Debbie Wiseman, will be chatting to Dame Maureen Lipman in Real Talk with Debbie Wiseman. They'll discuss the importance of the composer-actor relationship. And there'll be music from Chopin as well as Bernstein's Candide. And in Next Level with Dan TDM on Saturday night, he'll be celebrating Pride Month with a selection of music from indie video games that mark the LGBTQI community that you might not have heard of before. So listen out for soundtracks from Celeste, Bugsnacks, and Tell Me Why. Katia and Marielle Lebec playing the second movement of Brooks Concerto for two pianos and orchestra with the Philharmonia Orchestra under Semyon Bishkov. So let us get the latest news next on Classic FM, after which there'll be music from a secret admirer.
Classic FM.
Try Classic FM's popular dating site and meet someone who shares your values, interests and love of music. Sign up for free at classicfmromance.com.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Find me somebody to love.
The Dream Stock Clearance Sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh yeah, we're bouncing.
Don't miss up to 40% off a range of stylish beds and comfy mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
Excuse me. Inflatable unicorn coming through.
Ooh, why are you wearing that?
Just got my last bit sorted at post office. Travel money card, currency, travel insurance. Got the passport sorted. I'm holiday ready. Next up, cocktails by the pool.
Get holiday ready with less faff. We can help with that. Pop into your local branch or search post office travel. Travel money card issued by First Rate Exchange Services Limited, pursuant to license by MasterCard International.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, Rachel Reeves has insisted she won't need to raise taxes further to pay for her spending plans. Health, defence and housing were all given big increases in the Chancellor's spending review yesterday, but some departments are in line for real terms cuts. Tiff Lynch from the Police Federation of England and Wales says forces are having to do more for less.
Chief constables need to come out and tell the public specifically what we are going to be capable of doing and what we're not going to be capable of doing. But ultimately, when this does start to fail, and it's failing already, the Chancellor needs to come out and explain to the public why the police is failing them.
Police have come under attack during a third consecutive night of disorder in Ballymena. Unrest has spread to other towns in Northern Ireland, including Coleraine and Larne, where a leisure centre was set on fire. Authorities have requested an extra 80 officers from Great Britain to help deal with the violence. These people in Ballymena says it's frightening.
I think it's terrible. I think it's atrocious. I think it's a pointless waste of resources, waste of human life.
I was talking to a fella in Tesco's this morning, and he said, to be honest, he was afraid to come to work.